And what a way to start a new week on a Monday and be joined by Skip Lee with us in studio. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Sterling. I'm back.
Have you ever really gone away, though?
No. I will never leave Sterling.
How are
home
you?
I'm doing great. Home of the free, land of the brave. Fantastic people.
You know, I don't know why this morning. I was thinking, while you were mayor, why didn't you just go with Charles in charge?
Because I wasn't. Hey, you know, though, I've got to change. Wait a minute. Maybe I need to change my accent now. We spent a few days off the coast of Canada, eh? Oh. We went up there. The guy says, "Are you a hockey fan?" I said, "No." He says, "What's wrong with you?"
Hey. That's right. Well, you took your wife on a little bit of an anniversary excursion there?
Yeah, I took her to Canada for our 50th anniversary, and for our 60th, I'll bring her home. we love Maine. Mm. Outside the Smoky Mountains, I'll tell you what. If you go from Ogunquit, Maine, up to Bahaba.
Yeah.
It's absolutely beautiful, and it's a nice area. Both of us like lobster. Do you realize back in history, lobster was only eaten by poor people? Back in colonial in the early 1800s, it was so plentiful that it was poor people's food. Yeah, it ain't poor people's food anymore.
No.
But anyway, so I said, where do you want to go for our 50th? And she said, I want to go back to Maine. So she wanted to do a cruise. We'd done a cruise a few years ago and weren't overly impressed. I mean, nothing wrong with cruises. We're just not that demographic. So we went on an 8-day cruise, went from Baston up to Halifax, Nova Scotia. Wow. And it was a good time. Good time.
With your sailor background, no seasickness or anything like that?
Oh, heck no. No, now, you know, she did better this time. I'm not a cruise person. I mean, I want to go to an area where I get to know the people and the food and, you know, maybe pick up on what they're doing for public works projects and stuff like that. So it's, but, you know, we had a great time. We were blessed to be able to go. Yeah, she's put up with me for 50 years.
Wow.
She's still waiting for that money she thought I had.
Well, yeah, you got lucky. You went up there like in between storms and all because they got a wet week coming this week.
Well, we did get hit. We didn't get to go to Bar Harbor, which is one of the ports, because the tropical storm is coming in. And Bar Harbor is not a deep water port, so they have to take you from the ship to the dock by a tender. And they were afraid that the waves would be such that we may not be able to get on and off the tenders safely. So we hit the very edge of it. But, yeah, we had beautiful weather. And it was less fall foliage up there than here.
Huh.
It was still lush and green. But Halifax was interesting. That part of the world is a different place.
Well, okay, so where'd you board to go that way?
Boston.
You boarded in Boston.
I tell you what, if you go to Boston, you better bring your checkbook.
And then, okay, so you get on the ship, and you're going up into Canada. How do they check passports when you do? Do you check passports at boarding or what?
Right, when you board, they check your passport. Okay. And, it's like going to regular airport security. So they give you a little, it's like a little credit card. That they scan every time to make sure that you say who you are is who you are.
Yeah, because I couldn't see them, you know, just you're out in the water and stopping. Oh, there's Canada. There's the Canada line in this water. We got to take everybody's passports.
Oh, we had to fill out a customs form coming into Canada. It wasn't real onerous, but, yeah, it was very definitely gone to a different country.
Oh.
But, yeah, the guy looked at me when I said I wasn't a hockey fan. He was like... What do you have, four horns growing out of your head? And
wow.
But it was a good time. We did find this great lobster place in St. John, Canada. They did one thing that was really kind of cool. I mean, you wouldn't want it downtown Sterling, But they took these shipping containers, you know, like you see on trucks and on ships, and they converted them into stores. So they had this little area down by the ship where, and each shipping container was an individual store, and they painted them up with murals, and it really looked kind of cool. Now, like I said, you wouldn't want it in your downtown area necessarily, because it's hard to make those shipping containers beautiful. But on the other hand, it was kind of innovative. I also found out, you know, Canadians have this wonderful reputation for being great people. Yeah, they're dishonest as the next group. Out of six places I shopped, one said to me, by the way, if you use your credit card, you'll pay the exchange rate. So they were happy to take my American dollar, which was worth 20% more, and give me Canadian money back in change. So I actually overpaid. You know. Now, I wasn't, you know, buying coffee or buying something like that. It wasn't like it was a huge amount of money. But it was interesting that, you know, only one store was the person honest enough to say, hey, you know, you realize if you use American money, you're overpaying. So they're the same capitalists that we are in the United States. God bless America, eh?
Well, let's see. I think they have their own currency now. You didn't get anything with, like, King Charles on the...
No. We did get some Canadian money, but it didn't have Charles on it. You know, the good thing in Canada right now, though, is Deb Dillo, who was my assistant down at the city when I was mayor, her daughter lives in Canada and just had a new baby boy.
Wow.
So I think 8 pounds something, very healthy. Mom and baby are doing great. So another Canuck, eh?
That'll look out.
But, no, so I'm glad she's doing well, and congratulations to Deb.
So you go up to Canada. Is it, even though it's beautiful, great food, great people, I suppose it makes you appreciate home a little bit more?
Oh, yeah. You know, that's the one thing that I like traveling. I've been blessed to be able to do a little bit of traveling. I haven't done anything exotic. I have no desire to be on a plane for 24 hours to Australia or whatever. But, you know, there is, when you come back to this country, for all its faults, you do realize that, you know, there's a lot going on good here. And coming home to Sterling is, you know, I can't tell you. I was, you know, I miss Sterling. I miss the people here. You know, it's I miss going on Facebook where they're complaining when you fix the roads and they're complaining when you don't fix the roads. But, no, we have – this is a great area. We really like it here. I like the people here. You know, no place is heaven until you get to heaven. But there are lots of great things going on here in Sterling, and I was very glad to get home. You know, sleep in my own bed and, you know, so, yeah, it was a great time.
Once again, spending a portion of Monday morning here with Skip Lee. Certainly appreciate your coming in. Didn't take you away from anything important, did we?
No. I'm glad to have the opportunity to come on here for the Tom and Skip Show. We'll see if you keep your FCC license by the time we get done.
The Skip and Cats experience. I don't know. I think that's what I texted you the other day.
Yeah.
Something
no,
like
No, it's
that.
Great to see you, and I'm glad to see that WSCR is keeping you on. I brought my own stool since they're too cheap to buy a chair. You know, I realize that advertisement dollars are down. That was one thing, by the way, that was really hitting the press out on the East Coast. The cutback in journalism and how, like, New York Times is cutting back. The Washington Post is cutting back. Dollars advertising for journalism have just gone right through the basement. And it's becoming harder and harder for the print media to keep going.
Right.
You know, I mean, the same thing we've seen in radio and television, especially radio. It used to be that, what was it, cars, funeral homes, and churches, advertising kept the radio stations going, and those things have backed off. And that's really concerning because we get to a point that the we have to depend on canned media, which isn't always neutral and biased, or you have to rely on Facebook. Now, we know everything you see on Facebook has to be true, eh?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But, you know, it is disconcerting to see that these huge media companies are suffering because, you know, that trickles on down. Mm. My hometown paper just died, and it's now a county paper, comes out once a week, mm. And that's too bad. Mm. It really is too bad.
So you spent a lot of time as a council person and then mayor and saw a lot of development and projects here and there. When you go off to other places, do you ever come across something and look at it and go, now, why did they do that?
No, usually it's I've looked and thought, cool, that'd be neat to have at home. Oh. You know, it's now there are times, yeah, you look at their the traffic circles or the roundabouts I saw up there were smaller than ours. And
smaller?
Yeah, they're actually smaller in diameter. But they were also in areas I didn't see a lot of truck traffic.
Okay.
You know, unlike what we have here. You know, there are times I look at the layout of the town and go, wonder why they did that. You know, not necessarily from a bad standpoint right. or good, but yeah, you do kind of wonder what the backstory is.
Sure.
You know, and it's... Of course, people out there complain about the same things that people complain about here. You know, the roads aren't done or the tax dollars or whatever. And so it's good to see that Sterling is not alone. But usually I go to a place and it's like, what are they doing that we could take back? You know, what are they doing, you know, with their theater, or with their downtown that would be interesting to see back here? So, because, you know, I don't think there's a need necessarily to reinvent the wheel.
Right.
Now, I'm not, you know, I'm no longer in the chair, then I just pass on. The other day, a guy came up to me, he said, you're the ex-mayor of Sterling, aren't you? I said, yes, sir, I am. Well, let me tell you. And it ended up being about a 5 to 7 minute tirade about what the schools were doing. Well, number one, the city has nothing to do with the schools.
Right.
Number two, he was obviously sleeping in his English class, and they emphasized what the prefix X meant. So, yes, Diana owes me one because I took the bullet so that she wouldn't. But it was funny. And but, you know, it's still, I like to look and see, what could we bring back here that would be cool?
Well, you know, You don't, just because, you know, like you said, you're out of the chair, doesn't mean you don't have a finger on the pulse of the city, and you're on a couple of, you've got some advisory things you do on the side.
Yeah, I've tried to step back. I think our new Mayor Merdian is doing a great job.
Yep.
I didn't want her to feel like I was sitting on the sidelines looking over her shoulder, you know, like the old head coach sitting behind the bench, and she's doing a great job. But, yeah, I am, you know, just because I'm no longer mayor doesn't mean I'm no longer interested or I no longer care.
Right.
And, you know, it's, like I say, it's been interesting because on Facebook, they were complaining about, the city went and it did a lot of resurfacing last week. You know, there were a lot of little side streets and areas that the road had deteriorated and they did the grind and overlay. One fellow goes in there and says, oh, why are they doing all this road repair? You know, it's hard to get around town. And yet, if you wait, then they're on there. Well, why don't we fix the road? We don't need to be doing all this. And it's like, you know, guys, but life goes on, and, you know, we have good people.
So you've got your Golden Warrior fall attire.
Yeah, they're going
today.
To the playoffs. Good for them.
Have you been going to any games or anything?
No. I spent 30-some years
right.
as a trainer. I saw enough football for five lifetimes. Now, I will tell you, it's a great day because the Packers lost to the Broncos.
thank you very much.
Yeah, you know, I
could flip that on you.
What's
easy. How was the Air Force Navy game?
Oh.
Oops.
This is a special announcement for the FCC. The following language you're going to hear may be inappropriate for two-year-olds. Yeah, that was, Air Force is ranked 22, so they, you know, Navy struggles.
But it's, I can say your Bama won.
Yeah, well, it didn't look like it for a while.
I know.
You know, and to me, that's kind of a tough game because I like the Volunteers. And my family comes not too far from Knoxville. Right. So, you know, Neyland Stadium, I mean, first you get a nosebleed if you're in the top row. Mm. A relative of mine was married to an all-SEC guard back in the 20s who played for Neyland.
Wow.
And so, that's one of my bucket list games. I either have to sell my wife on the internet and take out three mortgages to get a ticket to that game. But and winning in Tuscaloosa is tough. But yeah, it was, you know, Navy, we're hoping now that, you know, by gosh, Sam Crane, who is class of 22 at West Point from my hometown of Arcola, come on, Sam, get those whoops going so they can beat Air Force, and then we're gonna kick the crap out of Army in December.
That game's coming.
Yep, that's the only game that counts. Now Ken Niumatalolo is sitting out at UCLA, going, not so easy, is it? Well, you know, it is going to be interesting to see what happens now that they have nils, where the guys could do, because Service Academy guys can't do that, so it's going to be tough. But speaking of Service Academies, you know, I'm still working for admissions at the Naval Academy, and and I would urge young folks to look at that as an option. If you're a science, mathematics person, you can't beat the Naval Academy. I mean, the toys those guys get to play with, and women, it's a great environment. It's a very special environment. You know, it's not for everybody. You know, not everybody wants that kind of environment, but we have Jack Graves, who's from Sterling, who's out there this year as a freshman. So we've had a good steady stream. So, you know, look at the service academies. They offer a great education. I won't say it's free because there's no such thing as a free lunch.
Right.
You know, but it's a great opportunity. So I'm continuing to work. This is my 34th year working in academy admissions. Yeah, so it's, you know. So we're having a great time, but... Boy, it's good to be here this morning. I missed the chair. I miss Scott, you know, who I don't have anybody to make fun of. You know, maybe I need to get my cutout and bring it in here.
You have one of him?
No, but I can get one made.
That
we'll just put it right here and say, hey, Scott, how the Packers doing?
Can I keep it in the window when and hide it when he shows up?
Well, you know, I keep waiting for the statue in the roundabout out by Halo. I told him, I said, you know, we don't need gardening there. We'll just put the Scott Schumard statue in the middle of the roundabout. But, you know, we are getting that season. Please, people, don't blow your clippings and leaves into the street. It's more for the motorcyclists.
They're still out.
Yeah, they're still out, and that stuff is slick as heck. We're coming up on... that winter season, remember people, you know, you might want to go back and review what odd even means, because we are going to get the white stuff. And so, you know, they're transitioning. I'm amazed at Public Works. You know, those folks are going at a frenetic pace all year round. You know, the old image of the guy with the lean on the shovel, three guys leaning on the shovel watching one person work.
Right.
That's not Sterling. So anyway, though, we're having a great, great time. Foliage. You realize there's better foliage here than in Canada.
Yeah, I'm surprised at that.
Yeah, I was too. I mean, it was doggone green out there.
Wow.
But you know, maybe they're not playing hockey yet, so you can't have green. You can't have foliage.
So, speaking of, you know, this week, my gosh, we got so many things going on for, you know, trick-or-treat opportunities, trunk-or-treat celebrations here or there. Mm-hmm. And then, there's a Harvest Moon Fall Festival going on. Yeah. Last day for the pavilion down there is coming up.
You know, it's amazing. And Janet with Sterling Today in Sterling Main Street, she and her and Lori are always looking at things. We've got that farmer's market amazes me. I go down there on Saturday mornings, and you know, they do a great job. Yeah, there's lots of stuff to go to do now. I think people are spending almost as much on Halloween as they are Christmas.
Right.
You know, and I'm amazed at the yard decorations and things that are out there. So I just hide in the bushes and steal the little kids' candy.
No, you don't. My.
Well, I can't do that anymore. I just can't run. It's humiliating when a six-year-old catches you and takes his candy back. Take this, old man. Whack.
My goodness.
But anyway, so no, yeah, things are going well in the world here. And I will admit, I didn't make the Taylor Swift movie. Yeah, I'm not a Swiftie.
Neither am I.
However, thank God it's been wonderful for the theater. And people, please come to that theater. You know, we're looking at replacing the seats in the theater with the more recliner, you know, plush seating. We're looking into that as a project. That theater is important to the city, and it's important that people use it because, remember, the alternative was 12, 13 years ago, that we were going to have to tear it down and you'd have a big hole in the middle of the city. And the city of Sterling and GSDC, Sterling Today, Sterling Main Street, the Chamber all partnered to save that. And the people of Sterling patronize it. So come on down. That Sterling does a wonderful job. And the kids that are down there are just the nicest kids in the world. And so anyway, come on down, use the theater. Taylor Swift won't be here forever. You know, I'm more of a Rolling Stones fan.
Well, yeah, we were talking about them before we pushed the button here. So
yeah, you know, I think Mick probably should have stayed retired on this last album. It's not quite what I was used to with the Stones,
right.
But it was a. I had the chance to see them one time and be like on the 50-yard line where they were on the goal. I had gotten tickets to see the Stones at Soldier Field.
Yeah, that was about 12 years ago, I think.
Oh, it was a lot longer than that.
Longer than that.
But my wife didn't want to go.
Oh.
She didn't want to see the Rolling Stones. Oh. And I ended up eating the tickets.
Oh, no.
Well, I donated them, actually, okay. To an auction, so it wasn't totally bad.
Right.
Yeah, but it was like, oh, dude. Yeah, you know, I could be watching Mick. You know, he copied his moves from me. I mean, you know, it's a... Yeah, but I'm jerky just because I'm uncoordinated. But yeah, the Stones are out. You know, it's going to be interesting, though, to see if these concert movies become a thing. Because, I mean, Taylor Swift has made...
Oh, my gosh. I don't generally even bring her name up only to say that I don't talk about her. But
yeah,
I shouldn't do that because somebody listening might absolutely like her. I avoid her. I avoid the Kardashians. I avoid the.
Well,
the
you know, she is.
I avoid the cycle.
You got to respect her.
Yep.
Yeah, I haven't found much in her music that appeals to me, but. She's a smart young lady.
Yeah.
She's handled the business side of it and everything. You know, I have nothing but a lot of respect for her. You know. Yeah. She and Dolly have shown that you can take a voice and parlay it into huge, huge money.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's our generation had Elvis Presley, though I didn't yell much for Elvis. But we were in Tennessee when Elvis died, and you'd have thought – you know, that the United States had just been conquered by Russia. People were crying in the stores. I'm going, this is an old fat drug addict.
Oh, my.
But anyway, though, so, yeah. But, yeah, so come on down to the theater. Yep. Have a good time. The popcorn's great. Kids are wonderful. Who knows what you'll see.
Well, we're going to have to check the calendar out here and see when we can get back together again.
Yeah, we'll come. You know, I enjoy having the opportunity, and if I urge people to look out at Sterling and see the good stuff that's going on. You know, and there's been some stuff on Facebook. Of course, we know everything on Facebook is true, but if some of the rumors are true, things are coming. You know, things are picking up. You know, we didn't get the Ollie's. We had the new Ollie's across the river, and that's good. And we've got Five Below and Marshall's and good stuff coming here in Sterling. We're moving forward. That's what I always love about this town. You know, we're always moving forward. May not be as fast, but it's always a great pleasure to be down here with you all on WSDR.
Well, thank you. And
voice of the Rock River Valley.
Certainly appreciate the positive, motivational speak of Skip Lee.
Oh, it's good. Well, I'm looking forward. We're headed to Kansas in a couple of weeks. We're going to do Thanksgiving early with my son down there. Good. And, I don't know about the current mayor, but I refuse to pardon any turkeys.
Right.
You know,
that's right.
Turkeys and hogs have one place.
In my belly.
On a plate in front of me.
There we go. Well, Skip, thanks so much for coming in this morning, spending some time with us.
It's great to be with you. Thank you so much.